Peter Tipene joins us for a Kōrero today about a very interesting kaupapa, and that's about women's speaking rights. All female political leaders could be granted speaking rights, and Titi Malai could once again host the Prime Minister at next year's Waitangi commemorations. Of course, you'll be familiar that Jacinda Ardern, since she's become Prime Minister, an allowance was made for her to speak from the Maho, while other female political leaders have had to get males to speak on their behalf. Well, that's prompted Shane Reti to ask how we can get more equitable approaches here. Peter Tipene, who chairs the Waitangi Treaty Grounds kaupapa, thanks for joining us today. Te rangatira, Peter. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
Good to catch up with you again, Peter. Well, look, this kōrero was inevitable in a sense. How are you advancing this kaupapa, Peter?
Sorry, Dale, I didn't quite hear all of your introductory comments. There was the music was playing at the same time. But I think I know what you were speaking about. And at the Waitangi National Trust, we had our board meeting recently, and the board established a working group made up of four trustees, including myself, Shane Reti, Willow Jean Prime, and the other one just escaped my mind, but the working party has been set up, and our job is to progress a framework and ensure that we engage with the people of the North in the time that we've got available, because ultimately we have to report back to our own board and make a decision about how we're going to approach Waitangi Day commemorations 2022.
That's quite a challenge, isn't it? Because it's a very important kaupapa that warrants ngāpuhi-wide kōrero. At the moment, it seems that you're forced into making a decision without the widest possible consultation, or will you be satisfied with the just consulting with a few rather than all?
We feel that when we consult, as long as we're consulting with a good cross-section of the people, it's not unusual that we've made decisions like this over the past few years since the Pōwhiri for the government has been held up at the upper treaty grounds. So while it's a huge kaupapa to consider, it's an evolving kaupapa. And by the way, the other person was Tanya Simpson, so that's the four of us. Over the last few years, as we've approached Waitangi Day, we always sit down and make sure that we're talking with the likes of Titi Whai and others, so that when we go into the Pōwhiri itself for the various entities, that we're talking with everyone as widely as we can, and things don't take anyone by surprise, even though some things do take us by surprise.
Is it conceivable, Peter, that you could have one kaupapa governing behaviours on the upper treaty ground, but not ngāpuhi-wide, if you know what I mean, to leave the decisions of this nature to individual marae rather than a blanket response?
That's already the case, Dale. Each marae, whether it's in a valley just over the hill, have different kaupapa. I know that our kaupapa in Motuto is different to other marae in the north, so it's something that's quite a usual occurrence up here in Ngāpuhi. We've got to remember that there are several issues here that we're trying to organise. One is that the politicians have spoken on the marae, as the Prime Minister has for the last 4 years. And the other one is speaking rights of women on the marae during the, as part of the Pōwhiri and as part of the tikanga. So what we know, we will apply as trustees, having spoken certainly with the local people, is that we as trustees of the Waitangi National Trust will make the decision after engaging and consulting with the people, and it will continue to evolve as tikanga does. It evolves over time.
So I'm picking up that it's very likely that a decision regarding the upper treaty grounds or the Waitangi National Trust could indeed accommodate political corridor from our wahine, from the Maha or even in the Porphyry, but not necessarily change the behaviour of any other marae in the north, there?
Absolutely. Look, last year, what happened is that in terms of the politicians, and particularly the female politicians being able to speak on the marae, when we first held the Porphyry for the political groups in 2018, we agreed that the Prime Minister could speak from the Maha. So at that particular Porphyry, the leader of the opposition, or certainly the person most senior in the opposition, spoke as part of a return to the mihi mihi, as Simon Bridges did more recently. So but having Judith Collins become the leader of the opposition, the National Party asked last year if Judith Collins could speak from the Maha, and our position was that when the Prime Minister spoke from the Maha, it was the Prime Minister speaking. If the National Party spoke, then we would have to open it up to all of the parties in government. So as a result, what we did was we said the Prime Minister is speaking as the Prime Minister. It's a chance for the Prime Minister to address the nation. After the Porphyry, we would have an opportunity for the other political parties to speak from the Maha that wasn't part of the Porphyry. So that's how that part evolved. We'll look at it again. But the issue, more importantly for us, is talking and discussing whether our own woman here in the north can speak as part of the tikanga. So there's the politicians, then there's our own tikanga, and we just have to be clear, Dale, that there is tikanga, and tikanga will stand as tikanga. Politics will stand as politics, and where we're getting to as the Waitangi National Trust is that when politicians stand up to address the nation, they should talk about Te Tiriti or Waitangi and where we're going as a nation. 19 years, the bicentennial of the signing of Te Tiriti or Waitangi is coming up. So we don't want to hear politicking as much as the importance of the kaupapa of Te Tiriti or Waitangi and where we're going as a nation. These things we'll all keep talking about as a working group in consultation and engagement with the people, starting with the north.
It's a very interesting kaupapa. Thanks for sharing some kōrero about it. I know that there is an opportunity for public comment regarding this kaupapa, but we still need to have some time frame to make a decision by. When might that be, Peter?
Oh, look, ultimately, we want to have a report as a working group on our board table by November, which will give us a good lead-in time to the Waitangi Day commemorations 2022.
As always, a pleasure. Thanks for sharing some thoughts with us on Itirangi Wātea today. Itirangi Tila, Peter, kia ora.
Kia ora, Dale.